This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Gaza militants vowed to keep fighting even after U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seek a de-escalation on Wednesday on the path to a ceasefire in the 10-day conflict. An Egyptian security source says the two sides have agreed in principle to a ceasefire after help from mediators, although details are still being negotiated in secret. A senior Hamas official also said late on Wednesday in an interview with the Lebanese television station he expected Israel and the Gaza militants to reach a ceasefire within a day or two, ending the cross-border violence. Regional and U.S.-led diplomatic efforts to secure a ceasefire have intensified but so far failed. Cross-border fire continued after Biden's latest call for calm, and Gaza's Islamist rulers Hamas and other militants are vowing defiance. Netanyahu has repeatedly hailed what he has described as support from the United States, Israel's main ally, for a right to self-defense in battling attacks from Gaza, home to 2 million Palestinians. But the White House said Wednesday U.S. President Joe Biden put the Israeli leader on notice in a telephone call that it was time to lower the intensity of the conflict. A group of Democratic U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday introduced a resolution seeking to block a $735 million sale of weapons to Israel, a symbolic response to the conflict. The resolution is not expected to pass, but it highlights a growing divide between lawmakers. Israel is the largest recipient of U.S. foreign assistance since World War II, with Washington currently providing Israel some nearly $4 billion a year in military aid. This is VOA News. Top diplomats from the United States and Russia sparred politely in Iceland on Wednesday in their first face-to-face encounter as ties between the nations have deteriorated sharply in recent months. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russia's longtime foreign minister Sergei Lavrov spoke frankly but calmly of their differences as they held talks on the sidelines of an Arctic Council meeting in the Icelandic capital of Reykjavik. Even before Wednesday's talks, the two diplomats had previewed what was likely to be a difficult and contentious exchange over issues including Ukraine, the Arctic, Russia's treatment of opposition figure Alexei Navalny, and accusations of cyber hacking, including claims that Russia-based hackers were responsible for a ransomware attack on a key U.S. pipeline. India's COVID-19 death toll continues to climb, topping 283,000 on Wednesday after more than 4,500 new deaths were recorded, setting a new grim record for the most fatalities from coronavirus within 24 hours, according to its health ministry. A volunteer group in Mumbai says they have performed last rites for about 1,300 bodies that have gone unclaimed in India's most populous city. Crematoriums and cemeteries across the country are overwhelmed by the number of dead bodies, and morgues continue to accumulate unclaimed victims. Colombia's wave of anti-government protests entered their fourth week on Wednesday as unions, student groups, and others turned out at marches to demand social change amid intermittent talks between the government and strike organizers. The protests have been marked by violence by both police and civilians. The Attorney General's office has confirmed 15 deaths connected to protests, while one human rights group tallies more than 40. The demonstrations in Colombia were originally called in late April against a now-canceled tax plan, but have expanded to include demands like a basic income, an end to police violence, and opportunities for young people. Hundreds gathered in Bogota at lunchtime Wednesday. The U.S.'s top medical official says all kids in the United States will likely be able to get COVID-19 vaccinations by the end of this year or early next year. Health officials in the U.S. earlier this month cleared the way for Pfizer's vaccine for children age 12 and older, but have yet to roll out anything for elementary school ages and younger. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said Wednesday all people would probably need a booster shot within a year or so after getting the primary shot, but many scientists question the need for COVID-19 booster shots due to a lack of data. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.